From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. North Korea and the United Nations have agreed to communicate regularly. That's a word after a visit to the region by UN General Affairs Chief Jeffrey Feltman. We get more from Reuters' Samantha Vadas.
Feltman's the highest-level UN official to visit North Korea since 2012. Footage released by state media shows him touring hospitals in Pyongyang, as well as inspecting a food factory in the capital. His trip was set against the backdrop of military drills by Washington and Seoul over the Korean Peninsula, which the North calls a prelude to nuclear war. North Korea regularly threatens to destroy South Korea and the U.S., saying its weapons programs are necessary to counter American aggression.
Fallout continues with staged anti-U.S. marches after the United States recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. At least one death is blamed on the protests along the Gaza Strip, with protests in Gaza leading to the death of one Palestinian man. The 30-year-old Palestinian man was killed by Israeli soldiers during clashes along the Israel-Gaza border after Palestinians called for a, quote, day of rage to protest the U.S. action. The Israeli military confirmed that it shot two people in southern Gaza, accusing them of being, quote, main instigators of violent riots. Israeli warplanes attacked Hamas military targets in Gaza in response, meantime, to a rocket fired from the area. The Palestinian Health Ministry said at least 15 people were injured in the strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Wednesday that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's what sparked this protest. The U.S. plans to move its embassy there at some point in the future. Israel considers all of Jerusalem to be its capital. The Palestinians want the eastern part of the city as their own capital. This is VOA News.